all you Skins fans. Thanks once again for finding your way back to iSportsCaster.com for this week's edition of the Redskins Roundup, brought to you, as always, by your man, Big T. What a much better week to be sitting here talking to you right now, coming off of a Redskins win. Yes, that's right, a Redskins win over the Rams in St. Louis this past Sunday. This was a big win for the Skins for a couple of reasons. First off, the obvious one is the numbers. We're back to 500 at 6-6. Secondly, and probably most importantly in the morale department, is coming off three straight crushing losses, all in games that you should have had in hand. It's great to bounce back and finally get on the right side of the win column. Now, to be honest and a little analytical about this, it was a good game for the Skins. I would say it was a solid game across the board. It wasn't a phenomenal blow-up effort that maybe you kind of wanted to see as an answer back for the past 3 weeks, but a lot of things that they've had problems with were definitely improved upon this past week. I mean, first off, one of the key things you got to look at is we had two backs, those being Clinton Portis and Rock Cartwright, both get over 100 yards in that game. We've had problems with an effective ground game all year, and in essence, then an effective spotty offense, the San Francisco game withstanding. So to have those two factors kind of line up and give us a real big push, big week for the guys in that department. Hopefully it's something they can build off of. We got 24 points, which is good because we seem to have a problem getting over that 20-21 point marker, again with the 49ers game withstanding. On the other side of the ball, good week for the defense, only giving up 7 points, with the other two, of course, coming on the Brunell misplay in the end zone that led to the safety. So I'm very pleased with what I saw from the unit, that as a whole, throughout the course of the game, they stayed strong and contained St. Louis instead of folding like a cheap piece of origami paper at the end. Now, I know people are going to say you're playing a rookie quarterback out of Harvard, and it's not a knock on Harvard, but let's face it, it's not the football factory that the U is. And a team, you know, Steven Jackson, maybe not quite yet the premier back, although he is a star, I think he's going to be one day at least, that you are scared of in, you know, the LT Tiki Barber mold. But when you look at the wideouts they've got and an effective running game with Falk and Jackson, it's a good week for the Skins to come in, step up, and show people that we're able to play. I really just wish they'd been able to do this consistently throughout the course of the year, because they'd held on to some of those heartbreaking losses, they would really be in a position right now to be set for a strong playoff run. I mean, honestly, you think about it, there's only one game all year the Skins have been out of, and that was that debacle at the Meadowlands. They have a chance to be, should be, anywhere right now from 9-3 to 11-1. I know 11-1 is a stretch because of Denver and Kansas City, but the point I'm trying to convey is this team is not a 6-6 team. Although I myself, after those last three games, was really starting to buy into it. And I'm not sold off on it yet. They're going to have to show me more to prove that they're better than what they have been playing as. I just think they have the talent to do it. And the next stop on the Redeem Our Redskins Image Tour is Arizona next week on the road. Now, at 4-8 right now, Arizona is one of those teams that hasn't really put it all together, but has the talent where on any given Sunday, like most teams can do, they could step up and give you a lot of problems. Now, for the Skins, you don't necessarily want to come in and play a team that's coming off a win, trying to pick up a little momentum, but let's keep in mind, their win last week was over the 49ers, which is something everyone except two teams my grandmother has been able to do this year. What the Skins are going to have to watch out for is the deep passing game, because that's where the strength that Arizona has potentially lies. And that's because of Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. Their biggest detriment is the lack of an effective run game. They haven't had a healthy, really standout back. Marcel Schiff's been hurt. Arrington hasn't really stepped up to fill the role. And the quarterback carousel has been going through there a little bit. Right now, it seems to have stopped on Kurt Warner's number. So that's something we're also going to have to be aware of. Warner isn't quite the quarterback he was when he was in St. Louis running the greatest show on turf. But if you let him get comfortable, you give him too much time, you let him get into a rhythm, he has shown that he has the ability to make the plays and be a winner. If the Skins are going to have any chance at the playoffs at all, this is another must-win game for them. And to be honest with you, pretty much every game from this point out falls into that category because of the corner they painted themselves into falling to 5-6. And to take a look at what the Skins are going to need to do to keep that streak alive, we're going to flip it over to Big T's three keys. Key number one, two names, Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. Keep them out of the end zone. What that means is it looks like we know Sean Springs is going to be out there holding it down if he's healthy like he has been for us and being very consistent. What I'm more worried about is the other side, the Walt Harris-Carlos Rogers combo. It seems to me that with his play the past 2 weeks, Rodgers has established himself as the guy to take this spot, because myself, along with a lot of other people I've talked to, are just not sold on Walt Harris having the ability to do it anymore. So we're going to need a big week from the secondary to stop those two guys, because those are the two big cogs in Arizona's offense. Key number two for the Redskins is to keep the offense going and building up steam. I was impressed to see this past week against St. Louis some things that mixed it up a little bit, especially the Clinton Portis attempted touchdown pass. The play didn't come together, but just the thought that they went out there and tried something different gave St. Louis a thought they had to put in their mind that we can't play them conventionally like we may have scouted them was a good thing. We've got to mix it up. The offense needs to keep putting up points through an established running game like Portis and The Rock had a great week last week towards that goal and getting some guys downfield, making plays, putting points on the board. I want to see at least 21 points. I should expect more, and I think I'm entitled to that, against this Arizona defense. And finally, big key number three. It could tie into key number two, but I think it's such a big component of the problem the Redskins are having, I want to pull it out and look at it as its own individual entity right now. And that is, we have got to establish a second receiver to complement Santana. We haven't had that since Patton was IR'd and Thrash has been hurt. We're trying to go with a combo unit here of Taylor Jacobs, Antonio Brown, and Jimmy Ferris, and right now it's just not working. Now, Jacobs has made some good catches. He's been there, but he's not enough of a consistent threat where teams are having to play any of those three guys, honestly, quite honestly. You see it every play down the field. Santana is consistently double and triple teamed. And unfortunately, it's getting to the point where Brunell is trying to make things happen by forcing the ball into him in those situations. That's not a good thing. It's a recipe for disaster when you're throwing into double and triple coverage. Now, I'm not forgetting about Chris Cooley, because he's got great hands, he's come up with some big plays, he found the end zone this past week in St. Louis, but he's not that down-the-field threat. He's an excellent possession receiver, great in the red zone, but we need somebody lined up across from Moss who can get downfield and take some of the heat off Santana. If the Skins can find a guy who can effectively step up and fill that role, I think you're going to see a lot of things open up for the offense and give them the ability to keep throwing points on the board. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the roundup this week. If you're keeping score at home, it's one down, four to go, and what we here are calling the Miracle March to the playoffs. We don't know if we can do it, but if we're going to have a shot, it's going to continue on this week in Arizona. Next week, we'll be back to look back at that game, as well as take a look ahead to the last three games of the season, which are big divisional games. So until then, as always, it's your man, Big T, saying, hail to the Redskins.
Beat 'em, swamp 'em, touch them, let the points score. Fight on till you have won, sons of Washington.